You know, I've been upset. You know, I mean, obviously, we all watch George Floyd die right in front of our faces. You know, I mean, that's, it don't matter if he was white, Hispanic, or whatever. Like, don't nobody deserve to die like that.
We're hurt. We're sad. This is nothing new. And I can say this a million times, but as a black person, this is nothing new. Our people have been killed for years and years and years for sometimes no reason at all.
I have a little kid. He's 10. You know, he's a mixed kid, so I fear for his life as well. You know, what if he's out somewhere with his friends playing ball, or he's probably driving, and I have to worry about a certain cop with an agenda because my cop, my kid looked different.
I've raised an amazing, astounding black man in the city, and it just is, I'm scared for his life every day. Every day I wake up, I have this anxiety just because I'm black and nothing more.
Let's not ignore the fact that, listen, this whole country was built off of hate. And people that look like me, we was always looked at as animals. And this is the receipts. They have receipts. They can look this up. Back in the cartoon days, how they used to paint black people with the big old lips and ugly, calling us monkeys. This ain't nothing new.
I remember the KKK. I can remember all through the 90s, them marching through here. Like, I remember, like, vividly the flags, the crosses being burned and all that. I remember that as a little girl. I could probably 7, 8 years old. I remember all that. So we do have protests. This is the first one I've ever been to, but it needed to be done. We need to speak up, and it's going to take for all of us.
So in order for something to change, I would say the first start is holding these officers and government officials accountable for their actions.
Start policing the police. I think that they need more training. Better training. I think that we need more African-American police officers. You know what I mean? I think that we just, man, there's just so much that needs to be done, but where do we begin?
You know, instead of talking about it, we have to put it in action. We have to, because we can't talk about it and we're not doing nothing. We're just sitting on our lovely couches and on our Facebook pages just posting, you know, status. Hey, I'm tired of it. It's like, we have to do something. We did it peacefully. You didn't want to hear us. Now, since everybody is want to burn the whole country down, and now you want to listen and you want to say we wrong? No, you guys is wrong for not holding your government officials accountable for their actions.
Educate yourself. We know that you'll never feel what we feel. We know that. You can't. You know what I mean? But if you can just be understanding and stand with us and have a little bit of compassion, that's all we want.